As an industry, we are working hard to improve what appears on the repair order. I've sat through repair order audit workshops, and one thing becomes very clear. The same information can be interpreted 10 different ways. Sometimes it goes from A to Z and somehow back again. So it raises a bigger question. Whose story is actually being told on your repair order? The specialist's story, the advisor's story, or the customer's story? Because in the end, only one really matters. The repair order isn't for you. We often treat the RO as an internal document, a tool to move work through the shop, but that's only part of its job. The repair order is also a record the customer may revisit later, a document their spouse or family member might read, a reflection of your professionalism and transparency, and most importantly, it's a trust document. Every word either builds confidence or creates confusion. The gap starts at the beginning. We see it every day. A customer says, "I hear a noise in the back of the car," and that's where it stops. No follow-up questions, no clarification, no deeper understanding. That vague statement gets written on the RO and sent to the bays. Now your specialist is left guessing, and guessing leads to lost time, misdiagnosis, risk, frustration, and ultimately a weaker customer experience. The advisor is the translator. This is where everything changes. The advisor's role is not to transfer information, it's to translate it, to take the customer's concern, add clarity, context, and detail, and present it in a way that sets the specialist up for success. And then bring it back the other way. Translate the specialist's findings into language the customer can clearly understand. We have three stories and one opportunity. Every repair order should tell a complete, aligned story. What the customer experienced, what the specialist found, what was done, and why it mattered. When those three stories connect, that's when understanding happens. That's when confidence builds. That's when trust grows. AI can help, but it can't understand for you. Yes, it can help clean up language, but it can't replace asking better questions, listening more closely, thinking critically about what's being communicated. It all starts with understanding. Technology can refine the message, but it can't create it. A simple challenge. Get your team together, review your repair orders, and ask one simple question. If I were the customer, would this make complete sense to me? Because at the end of the day, the repair order isn't just documenting the repair. It's documenting the experience.